Good morning. 7:09 on September the 22nd, 2016, the autumnal equinox. I took a picture almost exactly at sunrise, not that you could tell because it is completely overcast. It is a wet day. It wants to rain but can't quite get up the energy. A feeling that I can totally relate to. I don't know that I can quite get up the energy to do much this morning myself. I did come out for the walk because it's the equinox and because I wanted to get a shot of sunrise, such as it is. So mostly I've been wandering along being a little bit there are a couple of things that are going on. One, David Goffin has a new diatribe against London Book Fair, and their positioning of vanity presses and scam artists in the author HQ, or right across from it, making it relatively easy for them to pick off naive, innocent, hopeful authors with their ridiculous get-rich-quick schemes, where the only people getting rich are the scammers and vanity presses. It's tedious. And then there's the pirate rage. I don't know if it's a backlash from Talk Like a Pirate Day, but somebody on my Facebook public stream, something I very seldom ever read, by the way, I don't. It's usually a cesspool of stupid. And today was actually no exception. One of the authors that I think I know, railing against how pirates have forced him to take a day job because he can't make enough money off his $2.99 books to make a living. All right. Looking at his books, I'm not going to say I can see why, but $2.99 books. Really? You're complaining because you can't make enough money off of $2.99 books. Cover art. You should try some. And a significant other apparently has also tried to publish, and the newest release hasn't earned back the cost of the cover art, which is, unless I've got the wrong one, not too surprising, given that the book is priced at $9.99. Yeah, this is not a book that's going to sell a lot of copies, particularly when it's the only book. Clueless. Totally clueless. I started to tell a story about how One of my books was pirated before it was even published. Or its title showed up on a pirate site. Several, actually. Before the book was even published. Needless to say, what was in that file was not my book, since there really wasn't any way for them to get it. And the viruses that it tried to inject into my system sort of went, when it hit Linux instead of Windows. So, yeah, there's this perception still that piracy is killing authors. Authors are killing authors. Pirates are not killing authors. And it just is like, really? Really, really? You're really gonna go there? So I finished the third book, speaking of authors, Sean McGuire's Wishmakers series. I finished the third book, and I started a new one, not of hers, of science fiction, space opera. I'll let you know what I think. I just started it like last night. I had a chance to read a few pages. It's a little bit too post-apoc for me. There's no jobs, there's no businesses. The universities have closed, except the one on Mars. And tuition is $1 million. But with no jobs, I don't know where they come up with $1 million. I don't know how they can have a money-based economy anymore. I'm not sure I really need to know this, because the story actually takes place someplace else. So I'm waiting for the story to start. We'll see how it goes. I'll let you know. If I like it, I'll tell you what the book is. If I don't like it, I'll let it fade away into obscurity under its own weight. Just so you fat this morning, I have a bit of hunger. I'm looking forward to getting back to have some breakfast. Cold, wet morning. I think I'm going to make oatmeal today. Have to go to my primary care physician and get my annual checkup here pretty quick. I need a refill on my meds. icky. I just made the eastern turn here. I'm coming up on the monk post. There's actually quite a strong breeze blowing wet, damp, foggy air into my face. There's enough water in the atmosphere that it's actually cutting into visibility just a little bit, not a lot. I probably wouldn't notice except that I know what it looks like on the other side over there, and it's definitely got just a trace of fog. Monk post. Dogs barking. Well, somebody's doing laundry yet this morning. It's a bit unusual. Should probably go home and do some of my own. It's cool enough that running the dryer won't add that much to the ambient temperature. Morning. I hear geese. I don't see them because they're behind me, behind the trees. I really don't have that much to say today. Yesterday was another sort of wander in the weeds per day. I formatted a couple of more Asphalt Warrior books for Mark Stevens. I'm going to get interviewed on October 1st, the Beyond the Trope podcast. And then probably sometime shortly after that, Mark wants to talk to me about Amazon business model, the bucket of pennies model. I'm walking, not talking. I'm thinking about book layout and... Oh, there's quite a good breeze blowing. Looking at a flag waving here. Nasty day, nasty. I'll have to make some soup or chowder or something for supper. Chowder would be good. I have everything I need to make a chowder. I don't have to go to the grocery store. Which is good because I have to take the kid to psych appointment. And because I screwed up last week, it has to be an extra 20 miles away. Last street. Here we are. At the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.